Inflation in the Czech Republic is now at a five-year high, accelerating from 2.8% in September to 4% last month. That growth is the highest seen since January 2002 and has been fueled by food price increases. Milk has gone up by about 40%, while cheese, butter, flour and fruit rose by 10% year on year. Cigarettes, meanwhile, are almost 30% more expensive, while with the deregulation process underway, rents are on average 10% higher. Analysts say they expect inflation to rise further and that the Czech National Bank will increase interest rates this month and again in January.
On the other hand, unemployment in the Czech Republic is at a nine-year low. In October, the jobless rate was 5.8%, down from 6.2% the month before. Almost 350,000 Czechs are out of work. The fall in the unemployment rate has been ascribed to both seasonal factors and high demand for labour.
The Czech Republic invests only 1.42% of its gross domestic product in science. That's according to a new report by the OECD, quoted in Hospodarské noviny. That's half the amount invested by states like Finland, the USA and Japan. With the cabinet due to discuss the report this month, Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek said the government wanted the country to be among the world's best in this area in the future.
The Czech Republic is becoming less competitive, suggests a new European Commission report, echoing a recent study by the International Monetary Fund. The Commission cites as the reasons for the decline in competitiveness the low efficiency of state officials, a poorly functioning labour market, corruption and tax regulation.
The first step towards the sell-off of Prague's Ruzyně Airport was taken this week, when the Cabinet voted to transform it from a national enterprise into a joint stock company. The Ministers of Finance and Transport now have until March next year to put various options on privatising the airport before the government. The Minister of Transport, Aleš Řebíček, told One Daily that several of his counterparts from other EU states had already expressed interest in the sell-off, though no negotiations had yet taken place.
Czech Post will charge more for its services from next year after the Finance Ministry approved price rises. The cost of sending a letter within the country will increase from 7.5 crowns to 10 crowns, while sending a registered letter will cost 26 crowns.